I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Now that our weather in West Virginia is finally starting to turn, the spring migrants are hustling back north for the mating season. I'll explain when we come back.
I've been a member of the Federation for 18 years. The Federation stands for good stewardship of the resources and preserving our hunting heritage. Through those efforts, I want my kids to be able to enjoy the same privilege that I have. My father joined the Federation for me, and I've done the same for my children. Jakes, Women in the Outdoors, and Wheeling Sportsmen, they want to be the best conservation organization in the world.
An annual rite of spring is underway in West Virginia. The return of the spring migrants, birds that have wintered in South America, are now returning to the nesting grounds of our region and further north. Jim Frigonera of the West Virginia DNR explains many of the early variety we're seeing are already here.
This is a really nice time to be in the Mountain States. We have all kinds of birds coming through. We have some of the earlier migrants that are passing through right now. And as the spring gets more warmer and more daylight, we'll have more birds coming through. Right now, we have a lot of robins in the area. We have towhees now singing their calls. We have some red-winged blackbirds that are setting up territories.
And as Jim mentioned, over the next several weeks, you'll notice other species passing through.
Pretty soon, we'll start to hear some of the songs of the wood warblers as they pass through. We can have some. One example is the yellow-throated warbler. They'll come through and they'll be singing its song. We have a lot of birds that are on their way further north, and they'll stop here in West Virginia, try to fatten up a little bit as they proceed north.
Some of those birds are headed to Canada, but others make their nesting right here in West Virginia.
A lot of our warblers come up here, a lot of our thrushes and tanagers, and they'll spend most of the year down south, and then this is the time where they come up here. There's less competition for food down south, so they make their way up here.
Jim explains that West Virginia is a perfect nesting place for some.
A lot of these birds need big blocks of continuous forest, and we're really blessed in this state that we do have large expanses of forest, and these birds will come through using this forest to find food.
And amazingly, with no roadmap or even a GPS, they'll wind up in almost the same place year after year.
If you've noticed, let's say that you've had a catbird build a nest near your house one year, if that is a successful nest, there's a real good chance that the birds will return to the same area and try their luck again this year.
And you can invest in a birding guide and a set of binoculars and enjoy the return of spring migrants to the state of West Virginia. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.